Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio, spotlighting and highlighting business leaders in our area.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to this little song and dance that we call Gwinnett Business Radio here from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios. I'm Mike Salmon alongside my best friend, my BFF, Stephen Julian. Hey, Stephen.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing good. I getting over a little cold this holiday season.
Yes.
Seems to be affecting everybody.
Not me.
You're good?
I'm good so far, but now you've jinxed me.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate it.
Then you're next.
And right as we head into the holidays. Last show of the year, Mike.
It is. Kind of sad in a way, isn't it?
Sad, but I'm glad we saved the best for last.
We have. We've got a couple wonderful guests in the studio joining us from Atlanta Office Technologies, or AOT for short. Phil Van Gelder is here, and from a company called Drip Fusion, the one and only Jamie Dukes. And we'll start with Jamie. Jamie, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. Jamie,
yes.
Drip Fusion. What is this company? What's it all about? First of all, for folks out there not familiar with Jamie Dukes, tell us a little bit about yourself and your background and how you got involved with Drip Fusion.
Well, I played 10 years in the National Football League, and I've also done in the Atlanta area a little radio. I think I've been on every sports. Matter of fact, I know for a fact I've been on every sports talk show station in the city of Atlanta.
And you've now completed the cycle by being on Business Radio
X. That is correct. Also work for NFL Network. I've been doing that for the last 10 years as an analyst for NFL Network. Also the founder of the Put Up Your Dukes Foundation. And that kind of is kind of how we really kind of got to this point. Put Up Your Dukes Foundation, we've worked with retired players. I had bariatric surgery years ago, and so players saw me melting away on television, and they were curious as to how it happened. And so what our foundation did was basically bought Johnson & Johnson, and then we lobbied the NFL to add bariatric solutions to the menu of services, because the problem has been they'll replace the hips, you know, and joints. But if the players knew if I could just get off the extra weight, I'd be able to do something different. And so we also work in the community. We've created some exercise programs, done a lot of stuff for the Put Up Your Dukes Foundation.
Okay, so how does that path and that road lead to Drip Fusion?
Well, here's how it started. One of my board of directors members is a gentleman by the name of Dr. Jared Huey. And he and I were having dinner, a while ago now. And so we were, he was talking about, he is the CEO of Concordia Anesthesiology, which is one of the larger anesthesiology management practices, certainly in this city. They manage anesthesiologists for different hospitals here and also internationally. And so he started talking about what they found out is that there are some anesthetics that can help in the area of depression, because the way they do it right now for people who are pharmacologically averse to medications, what they will do as far as where the people who are depressed and the medicines aren't working, they're still using the old school shock treatment as the treatment. And so what recent research has found is that in addition, because the way the process works, you have an anesthesiologist who puts the patient down. Then you have the doctor who applies the electrodes, an electroconvulsive therapy. And so what they found out over the last 4 years is that there's certain anesthetics that are out there that have been around for 50 years that actually have the same effectiveness as the ECT. And so that was kind of the tipping point to saying that, okay, if these anesthetics have a mitigating effect with the brain. There was anecdotal research to show that some of the patients who were dealing with the depression were concussed due to a car accident. And so that's how we kind of got on the path. And so Drip Fusion effectively was established as a company. And what we've developed is we deal with depression, but also we've developed a concussion, the first ever concussion and CTE protocol or treatment that we've had. Because with concussions, you always see everybody's diagnosing, and that's great to be able to diagnose, but nobody has ever treated concussions or treated what we're finding out with CTE. And so that's exactly what we have.
So I was going to ask, if I'm just a standard person and I think I've been diagnosed dealing with depression, or I've known I've had a concussion, how do I start with Drip Fusion? Where does it start?
Well,
do I get a well, let's, I call let me, in? Yeah, what's the process?
Let me tell you where Drip Fusion actually is, because like as I mentioned, every one of our elements are FDA approved, but right now for many people, it's not an approved treatment as of yet. Okay. Using, because this, we use IV. And so this is a completely IV driven solution. And we put minerals and nutrients and nothing, because the most effective distribution channel to the body is via IV. You can take vitamins, and through absorption, urine, you know, excretion in the liver, you might be getting 40% of what you actually take orally. So that's another reason why. And the thing I would add to that, it's really a common sense approach to treating, if you think about it. They had 37 of the world's greatest, you know, the world's best neurologists who agreed 100% that there should be concussions and CT, there should be a treatment for it. The problem is they don't know what the treatment should be. but what we have, though, and just think about it from a common sense, and this is what I love about it because I'm not a doctor, is this. If you turned your ankle or if you hurt your knee, you would immediately put ice on the knee. If you had a headache, you would immediately take aspirin. You would not wait 2 days before you did anything. And basically, that's how we've been treating concussions, is that we just kind of, okay, just go sit in that room for a couple of days. Here's some aspirin. All right, I'll leave the door down, close it down. That's basically what's been done. So what we do is if a player is concussed, we want to start them on an infusion in the acute stage immediately. Just as you wouldn't wait 2 days to put ice on it, you put ice on it. I mean, Congressman Hank Johnson, who loves what we're doing, and we're talking to the military as well. And again, and all of this is in its infancy here. He said it best. If you broke your arm, would you wait 2 days to reset it? Or would you reset the arm immediately? And that's basically what we're doing. As the concussions go, we're attacking it in the acute phase. Now, CTE, that's another conversation.
We're talking with Jamie Dukes with Drip Fusion. Is there anything like this in the country right now?
No.
This is one of the first.
This is the, not one of. This is the first comprehensive pharmacological treatment for concussions and CTE that's been developed.
Which apparently the 37 top neurologists have all been waiting for.
Well, that's another thing. I'm not sure the top neurologists are waiting for it per se. And I have to be transparent only because, think about it. You have the creators of the solution are actually two anesthesiologists. And they look at the body different. Everybody looks at things through their own prism. And so the way they saw what was going on and based on research that they saw, and then obviously having conversation and us talking it out as a group, we saw, you know, the things and the elements. Because, for example, when you start talking about, you know, there's the anesthetics are one part of the solution, but there are, let's talk about the active concussion. So there is clarity and focus issues. There's an agent for that. There's an agent for pain. There's an agent basically for minerals and nutrients because it's hydration is important and minerals are important. So, you know, if you guys worked out, Mike and I can tell you, you're a bastion of masculinity there.
You notice you looked at me, Steven.
Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's got to have some element of truth.
Yeah.
If he looked at me, there'd be no element of truth to that.
But the point is, when you work out, you'd have to eat a bushel of kale to put the nutrients back in you. So
that's not happening.
Well, and it's not happening with anybody else either. So what we've effectively done is we've created a situation where we're providing the body with more minerals and nutrients that the body needs, especially for healing. So there are several different aspects and elements of the solution. That's why the word comprehensive.
So Jamie, can anybody just walk in off the street to one of these clinics and, you know, kind of, you know, I like to have a little bit of that in me. Give me some of that. How does that work?
Well, no, where we are now is we're going to go through it. We started getting ready to start our clinical trials. We're actually going to be making our official announcement about the solution at the Capitol on December 29th. And at that meeting or at that press conference, we're going to have folks come in and actually at that point make our announcement about our breakthrough. And we're going to also talk about our clinical trial that we're getting ready to go to. We're partnering with Florida State's College of Medicine on the research side of things. Dr. Kathy Levinson is a world-renowned neuroscientist. She actually has the ability to create actually, it's crazy, depression in mice and rats. That's how brilliant she is. And she's won awards for that. And so we're partnering with Florida State's College of Medicine. And obviously we're looking for funding. We've got our GoFundMe site up there because what we want to do is start treating folks who can't afford to be treated. As I mentioned, all of our elements are FDA approved, but the treatment in its totality, because there are medicines, is not FDA approved. However, that doesn't mean that people can't be getting get treated. And so as we start our longitudinal study, because of our doctors, it's called off-label usage, and they do it all the time. You go to an office. So what we'll be doing is starting our clinical trials, and it'll be on two fronts. The one front will be on the concussion and CTE side of the CTE side of things. And that is with a subset of retired players such as myself. You know, I'm currently on the treatment. And so we're going to do a longitudinal study with that group. And then we're also going to be doing a different longitudinal study with the concussion, because they're two, while the formulations are very close to being the same, the application is different. For example, when a player who is concussed, or, you know, and this is girl, soccer player, whomever is concussed, their dosing schedule is a lot more aggressive, because what the anesthetics do is they mitigate, or for layman's per, it performs it performs as ice would, so to speak. So it mitigates swelling and damage that's done. So that's why we're going to increase the dosage early on in the process to basically effectively be what ice would be. Now, in the case of the CTE side of things, I'm a retired guy. I'm not going to get concussed doing anything, I hope, that I know of. Right. You know, I might hit a microphone and get concussed with a mic, but that's as close as going to happen. So one, I don't need the pain agent that is in the concussion formulation. But what it does, and this is the key thing on the CTE side with players, retired players specifically, is in addition to trying to slow down the effects of what we know, there was a Boston University study, I don't know if you guys saw this, 87 of 91 players, they exhumed the bodies of 91 NFL athletes. 87 of them showed some signs of CTE. So I'd be a fool. So even if we cut that in half, because people are questioning that, okay, so 50% potentially of the whole group had CTE. Many of the players, you know, I've got hundreds of guys that are reaching out to me that have heard about what we're doing, and we're letting them know. And so what we want to do is start treating those players, because it's we've already done our damage. And now it's time for us to kind of slow some things down.
How long do you see the clinical trial process taking?
Well, I think there'll be two different aspects of it. The first aspect of it is, in other words, with the active concussions, with those situations and that scenario, that can happen actually relatively quickly, because throughout the process, okay, the concussive process, we're talking about a week. So we will start this spring with spring football and spring soccer for girls. And so we can basically capture that data and follow that processes through very quickly. The CTE side of things, that will take place over a year. So that we'll basically be able to see where we start, where the baselines are, and then go from there to see where things stand, because the dosing schedule is different.
This is fascinating stuff. And it was, you know, there's really there's the athletic side, the concussion side, and then, of course, the vitamins and the minerals and that side as well, that I think is attracted to a lot of the public. And I know we could talk about this forever, so we'll have to have you come back mm-hmm. later on in the line as well, Jamie. But what is the big goal? Where do you see having offices throughout the country?
Well, we won't need to have offices throughout the country, because basically what we're doing is we're a manufacturer of the solution. And okay. So ultimately we want to, you know, and obviously we're going to be going down the path of getting FDA.
Would you contract out then with?
Well, no, we will just basically at that point, for hospitals who want the treatment and the protocol, you know, or teams, this, that, and the other, you know, we've got to figure out how it fits into, but because we can't be everywhere.
You want it to be prescribed.
Correct.
You see it has to be being prescribed.
It has to be prescribed,
right.
Because yes,
in an IV bag that they have in the, whether it's,
well, there's shelf life and all that. So yeah. it's a lot more. So in other words, when the bag is mixed, it's 24-hour shelf life.
Right.
So of the different, you know,
but you want to provide it to,
so
the,
it's got to be right.
Existing health system.
That's correct.
All right. And it's called Drip Fusion. And I know you're working on the website as we do this broadcast today, right before the week before Christmas. So DripFusion.com. Mm-hmm. That's where people can find out more information.
Yes. And we also created actually a cosmetic line of drips because funding is so important, and it's so difficult to get funding, as you can imagine, government grants. So what we did was we created what we call a Drip for a Cure campaign. And basically what we've done, we created retail drips where we will distribute them through providers. So in other words, hydration for men and women, a passion treatment for men and women, menopause, you know, and these are all drips, weight loss, and also,
Let's make plans to do this again, bring in maybe some of the doctors,
and we'll do one.
And do just do a show just on this, because this is really interesting stuff.
And then there's, for you, then there's the nightlife one. You know, because there's one for those folks who go out and party too much.
I thought his was I thought his was the weightlifting one.
Yeah, he's the nightlife down there.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm the weight loss. He's the weightlifting.
Yeah, okay, gotcha.
Trey is the nightlife one. Or Z. Trey and Z. Yeah. I mean, they're the nightlife guys.
Sounds great. Jamie Dukes, Drip Fusion is the company. Exciting stuff, and love to have you come back, Jamie. We'll talk more about this.
Looking forward to it.
All right, Jamie, thanks for coming in this morning. Jamie Dukes with Drip Fusion here on Gwinnett Business Radio.
Mike, sounds like you would love to be a client one day of Drip Fusion.
I'm already there.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
So love is also what makes a Subaru, being in the Subaru of Gwinnett studios here in Gwinnett County. And you know that you can get big savings and enjoy a hassle-free experience at Subaru of Gwinnett, where people sell cars. Visit SubaruofGwinnett.com and join their family today. Come in and see the difference. Maybe some of our guests in here might already be Subaruists, and some of our listeners might already be Subaruists. Then they can follow Subaru of Gwinnett Facebook page for the latest Subaru offers, news, and community events.
Well done. You know what? We should have had Jamie do the read, because Jamie's done a little bit of that in the past.
Just a couple times.
In fact, we have one more for Speed Pro Imaging of Marietta. So we're going to have, I know you hate
so
it.
So I've been fired for doing the live reads again.
We're going to have Jamie bring his little flair to the one that we do after our next interview. So our next interview here on the show, we're going to go with Phil Van Gelder. He's going to be our next guest with Atlanta Office Technologies, AOT, for those that like the nice short abbreviations. Phil, good morning and welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. I feel like I'm bringing up the trail here after Jamie. I'm like, this is like the distant second.
No, we're going to keep the energy going. We'll put a little Drip Fusion in you and you'll be ready to go.
There you go.
Atlanta Office Technologies, tell us about your company.
We're actually a relatively young company. So we were in the shoes of Jamie's organization about 12 calendar months ago. We came to the area from the northern part of the country, and we're looking for a place to establish an organization that we could build from the ground up. I've been in the business and the industry for about 10 years, and Atlanta offered a unique marketplace of which already had size and scope, but the ability that it was to expand that, because it was still growing. Gwinnett County offered us a unique position to be able to do that. So we established ourselves earlier in 2015 at the very beginning of the calendar year, and we've just been growing since then. So we're not quite 12 months into it, but it's been a good process thus far.
Talk about the challenges of starting up a brand new company like this.
Well, you're drinking through a fire hose. You encounter things you never expected. But some of the challenges here is attempting to shrink a big marketplace as quickly as possible. So just about everybody you come in contact with uses what we sell. And that's both a pro and a con. There's intense competition. But differentiating yourself on the services you provide and the kind of value add propositions to the client is what really stands in front of your success. But it's a blue collar business. It's a lot of prospecting, networking, and shrinking a marketplace to find good relationships that you can establish.
Phil, when we were talking about this off the air, the company is named Atlanta Office Technologies. So because it's such a great business name, I kind of have an idea of what office technologies mean, but I think that can also be a very wide spectrum. So when we talk about office technologies, give a little bit of the breadth and the width of the different types of technologies that you can provide for different businesses here in Gwinnett County.
Yeah, technology is a broad spectrum, as you said. The way we would define it as quickly as possible is we are not the guys that do technology behind the wall. We're the ones that do it on the outside of the wall. So what that means is we sell anything that relates to the management of documents and information. So whether that's copying and printing something, whether it's scanning or creating a workflow for accounts payable, HR, what have you, we're helping organizations manage information that travels in and through and around their business. So we're not into the switches, routers, and things like that. That's for guys that are smarter than a tree full of owls. We're just, we're the guys that work on the outside of the wall in terms of managing the information once it's created.
What's the market like out there as far as your competition, and what differentiates you from your competition?
We like to use a simple phrase that bigger is not better, better is better. And the whole context there is that we're trying to deliver, whether you're a large customer or a small customer, you're delivering an expectation of the client that what I tell you is going to happen is actually going to follow through and happen. So in terms of a differentiator, it's about giving intimate communication from a customer service standpoint and creating value propositions that not just resonate today, but for the course of the next 3 to 5 years, which is typically how long a contract lasts.
Phil, I want to ask you a follow-up question to something that you said that kind of caught me off guard, and I'm going to let you unpack it because I think there's a reason why you used the phrase. You said that you're in a blue-collar industry. I think that would also set you apart from some of your competition because I don't think other people would think, oh, office technologies, that's not blue-collar. Tell me what you mean by that.
Well, one thing about our business is it is not sexy. So we get classified with used car salesmen all the time, even though that's not a bad thing. You can make a good living and a good business surrounding that. A lot of it,
especially
is,
at Subaru Gwinnett.
I was yes, thinking,
sorry,
exactly.
Go ahead. I had to do that.
New or used, come on down. But needless to say, it's a lot of hard work. We use the phrase all the time that the business is not easy, but it is simple. So it's about a lot of prospecting, a lot of uncovering opportunities, whether it's through networking organizations, door to door cold calling, or what have you. You have to be able to be willing to put in that effort.
And hasn't office technology and kind of what you do outside the wall, hasn't that also become a little bit commoditized in that it's changing so much? And if I'm a business owner, I can't stay on top of that. I've got 972 other things I have to stay on top of. So I got to find someone I can trust who's going to treat it like a commodity and make sure my price stays in line and that I'm getting the best service. Is that a fair assessment? And how do you do that with a business? I'm a business owner. What's the relationship look like with you guys outside the wall and what you do?
It is something you fight to avoid, the commodity sale. The benefit we have is it's one of the few things still left in the world that you can't shop for online. You can go to Staples or Best Buy or something like that and buy something off the shelf, but at least the commercial technology we offer, you can't find anywhere else. But we use an analogy all the time that people used to go to work to experience technology. They'd go to work to experience using a computer or software or interactive displays of some kind. Today, consumer technology has outpaced the enterprise. So as a result, you go home to experience the best technology, and then you come to work to deal with the bad technology you have at the office. And what that creates from a business owner's perspective is, how do I keep up? How do I have people that want to bring their own cell phone and log on to my wireless network? How do I make sure my security is in line? How do I make sure that I'm controlling that access? And so on and so forth. So our challenge is to make sure that the relationship is strong, because once they're trusting you from a credibility standpoint to manage the information that makes their business run, you avoid that commodity sale transaction.
One other question. What are the best niche businesses for Atlanta Office Technologies? What are the different kinds of companies you want to get in the door and you want to meet them and you want to do that networking with them?
Well, let's demystify the rumor that we're going to a paperless society. That's bad news for us. We like a full exit tray. But the kind of opportunities that we're looking for is really in that small to medium business type space. I'm not looking to manage the Fortune 500 type client. The reason for that is because it does become commoditized, relationships are mitigated, and an exceptional customer service is not necessarily something they value. But we're looking for people that have paper-intensive environments. So that includes anything like education, healthcare, legal, financial practices, things where a blank piece of paper means nothing, but you put a contract on it and somebody signs that. That's a valuable product and piece of information to that organization that's really the lifeblood of what they do.
As you build the business, as you grow the business, and I met one of your partners recently at a networking event, and you're also one of the partners in the company. How do you grow the business? How do you find that new business out there?
It's top of mind awareness. What you realize is you can do the active things on a daily basis. So that's the stuff, going to networking events, cold calling, phone, email, marketing campaigns, what have you.
Coming on Business Radio X?
Yeah. Well, that was the first.
I always throw that in there, don't I?
Kind of assumed. But the other ones that are more critical in terms of a marketplace this big is establishing passive relationships. The kind of thing where you go to work that day and you don't expect it, but you get a phone call that says, hey, I met somebody that knew somebody that told me about you. Building a brand in that way is really where the credibility soars, and then you kind of avoid the whole commodity element.
Well, speak a little bit to the business owner, the small business owner I'm thinking of, who thinks, well, I can't afford what Atlanta Office Technology does. I have to go to Staples and Office Depot and buy my 5 inkjet printers. They still use that word. Talk to them, demystify a little bit about, I can't afford you guys. What who's that business owner, and what are they doing in their business where you're going, oh, please let us come in and help you?
The guy that's buying inkjet printers. That's the guy that we would love to come in and talk to. HP is insanely profitable, and that's not on accident. They'll practically give you the device because they want you to come back for the consumables. And we use this joke all the time that 42% of stats are made up on the spot. But about 90% of the clients we talk to end up leasing the technology that we sell. So you're really talking about an amortization schedule of a monthly payment and managing that just like you would a car or a cell phone, and the service and product that goes along with that. So being able to have somebody that has an established business of 2 years or more, and then a quality Paydex or Dun & Bradstreet score that we can actually finance that person over a course of time.
By the way, Mike, I heard that stat was 62%.
No, it's 75.
Okay.
Yes.
Sometimes there's some slow uptake on that. People.
Or 17. It really doesn't matter. You're obviously growing the company. It's called Atlanta Office Technologies. Talk about the Gwinnett market. I know specifically you wanted to talk a little bit about that. You're based here in Norcross. Why did you decide to base your company here?
There were some distinct tax benefits. I won't lie about that. From a,
it's as good as reason as any.
A real estate standpoint and an employment standpoint. As we hire people, we've hired 14 Gwinnett residents in the past 12 months. So as that comes on board, there are some tax credits that you can take advantage of. They call it an opportunity zone. So that was impactful to us. And one thing that's not been an impact for me in the past has really been chambers of commerce. It can be something that's a very loose association and doesn't really provide a ton of credibility or recognition. That's couldn't be further from the truth here in Gwinnett County. It's the second most active chamber in the country. They have over 250 events a year. So your involvement is definitely a 6 to 12 month payoff, but the ROI of being able to establish some of those relationships we talked about and ultimately business success has been pivotal when it comes to Gwinnett County versus some of the surrounding.
And finally, before we let you go, Phil, the grand plan for the company, where do you see yourself 5 years down the road?
Boy, visions of grandeur. I'm a very impatient person. I pace at red lights, which I get a big opportunity to do around here. But the long and short of it is, I'll go back to bigger is not better, better is better. We've worked for the biggest organization in our industry before. I'll leave their name out, but that was not necessarily a great experience. We want an opportunity to create probably a 50 to 75 employee company that has a strong revenue standpoint, a strong position in the area, but really gives people the opportunity to come to work and exercise something they're passionate about.
And I'm going to let him clarify one other thing. Obviously, locating in Gwinnett has been great. Being part of the Gwinnett Chamber is great. But the company is called Atlanta Office Technologies, and being located in Norcross, I'm sure also part of that grand vision is to move into Fulton, to move into Cobb, to move into downtown Atlanta and DeKalb County, correct?
Currently, we're covering probably anything within a 50-mile radius of the actual office location in Norcross. But we're going to have to save up for that corporate jet to get to the south side anytime soon.
Atlanta Office Technologies is the name of the company. Phil Van Gelder, the EVP and partner, joining us. For those business leaders that are listening that want to find out more about your company, Phil, give us the website. Any contact information you want to share as well?
Sure. We wanted to take a personal approach to the website. Domains are hard to come by, but the website is www.youraot.com. So the personalization of your, youraot.com.
Phil, thanks so much for joining us. All right. We're continuing here on Gwinnett Business Radio. We have one more guest coming in. But, Stephen, we've taken the responsibility.
You fired me. Just say it like you mean it, Mike.
No, you're not around the holidays.
Okay.
We'll talk after January.
Okay.
But our next guest is going to be Liddy Brown from Speed Pro Imaging of Marietta and every show.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm doing her pro?
In front of her.
How about that?
Yeah, so no pressure, Jamie.
Wow.
So you can just pick whichever one, and we got one read.
Well, let me tell you about my friends at Speed Pro Imaging, who I just met, by the way. They help your business stand out by just providing high-quality, large graphics. Now, as you can imagine, you know, in this industry, you know, you need large, quality graphics, pristine color, and I know none of this is on here, by the way, but I just wanted you to know how important that is.
She's getting her money's worth.
Well, we try to get her money's worth, but as an industry leader of large-scale printing, they deliver impactful images that they share messages, attract attention, and reinforce your brand, which is vitally important. So to find out more information, all you got to do is log on to speedpromarietta.com.
You taking notes, Stephen?
Was Mike, that too long?
That was a great executive decision.
Was that like
decision,
way
Mike.
Too long?
Jamie,
I don't know.
Well done. I loved it. Loved it.
Yeah. The boss says it's okay.
Yeah. See, in the radio business, they wanted you out in 30. And see, when I would do live reads for like 2.5 minutes, they kind of frowned upon that. So that was somewhere in the middle.
Not here. Book it, film it, and send it to Speed Pro Imaging.
Jamie, thank you very much.
Website.
Check is in the mail.
Yes, thank you.
And Liddy Brown is here. She is one of the owners of Speed Pro Imaging of Marietta. When all these businesses come into the studios and they see the big Subaru of Gwinnett graphics on the wall behind me, they go, wow, look at that. Well, at the top of the graphics, it says Speed Pro Imaging Marietta. And Liddy, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Mike. It's great to be here once again. And I will tell you, you talked about the Atlanta traffic. One of the things I believe we can help our customers and those driving around with some vehicle graphics, because you're sitting in the traffic for quite a while and you may as well have something nice to look at. We can help you with your vehicles, because it's something else now with that traffic.
That's a great selling point. You're probably one of those people that loves the traffic here in Atlanta. Helps your business.
Well, let's not go crazy. Yeah,
maybe not that much.
She loves it for her business, right? You love being able to help business owners advertise.
Is that one of the fastest growing parts of your printing business is the vehicle wraps?
Yes, I think it is. There's probably two things taking place right now with a lot of companies. One, and that is trying to get their companies seen as quickly as possible. There's still visual aspects to what people do, and having that image out there on your vehicle. I've actually had people on as I've driven by actually say, I need to call you about that, you know, and have actually gotten calls. I saw your vehicle going down the street. And so it does help businesses, particularly small businesses that don't have a lot of money for advertising, whether it's TV or radio, and you can't really afford that. It's a one-time investment that gives you day-to-day return on your investment.
We've been talking a little bit about, you know, technology when it comes to you know, businesses with Phil or health and things like that with Jamie as well. The printing business, technology is always causing things to change there as well. You've got to keep up with that, don't you?
Oh, yeah. It's amazing how much is out there, and what you really would love to have and what you can afford is always two different things. We actually just invested in our third piece of equipment. We have a latex printer, which allows us to print vehicle wraps much quicker, and it allows the process to go much faster, great quality. And so when you have the ability to do a little bit of investing, there's quite a bit of opportunity and new equipments that are coming out every day. We have the large show that took place here in Georgia in Atlanta this summer, toward the end of the summer, which when you look at how many companies have technology and new things to show, it's just massive. It was probably the biggest show I'd ever been to see that much equipment at one time.
Liddy, I want you, you have an opportunity here being on Gwinnett Business Radio. You're talking to a room full of business owners, a bunch of small business owners listening to the podcast, listening to your interview, and you made a great comment. A lot of small business owners would think of all the things they'd love to have as far as signage, but they can't afford it all. So walk me as a small business owner through some of the choices I have that maybe I would be surprised at the ability to put it in my budget. We talked about vehicle wraps. So what are some of the other things that a small business owner should be looking at?
A couple of things. One, vehicle wraps, like I said, are good. But if your business isn't one where you're out on the road that much, it doesn't really help you. But there are a lot of small businesses that want to take advantages of trade shows and events. And so having a custom tablecloth and a retractable banner stand with your information on it versus going to the show and they give you a table with the black cloth on it, you know, something that makes your business stand out, having the trade show backdrop behind you brings people to your booth. And particularly coming into the January, February timeframe, trade shows are really big. And so people who are looking at wanting to invest in that, don't spend all your money signing up and then not have a really good visual for people to walk by and see what you do, because it does make a difference. Secondly, and something that people don't think about, you see those flags that are outside of businesses that may either have some type of sale or may announce your business. The people see from the street. So if you have that type of storefront and you want to have those flags, they're relatively inexpensive when you think about how much you're spending in investing dollars. So those types of advertising are really good. And then the last thing I would say is that if you're in an organization more so than a business and you're looking at your meeting and you've got, you need signage for wayfinding or people to go from one room to the next and those types of things, having a custom printout of your the organization and what you're trying to sell, having that nice high quality really helps too. Makes it look really nice.
We're talking with Liddy Brown, one of the owners of Speed Pro Imaging of Marietta. And I know we've had you on before. You're a partner of ours here at Business Radio X. And we've talked about this before. There's so much competition out there. It seems like in every corner there's a sign company. How do you stay ahead of the crowd? How do you stay relevant? How do you keep your customers happy where they don't go to, you know, Mr. Joe right next door?
You know what? It's interesting. And I wanted to take your name again was
Phil.
You know, Phil made a very good point when you talked about that customer service and what you give back to the customers. We really believe in making sure that our customers are getting not only a quality product, but they're dealing with people that are nice and kind and speak to you and answer your questions. In our industry, people can send you a file and you can take that file and just print it, and it turns out terrible. But if you open up the file and you know it's not printed to, you know, sent to you to scale, and you know the quality's not going to be there, we take the time to do that, call the customer and say, you know, we know you want this, but we don't think it's going to give you the right image. Giving our customers ideas of what they could do. We had a lady come in the other day that wanted to present something, have something for her daughter who was graduating from college. She said, well, I want something different. You know, I don't want the typical banner that people get or something. What can I do differently? And we actually did a cutout of her daughter's stand-up, similar to one we've done for myself full life, with the university emblem on the bottom as if she was standing on it, KSU. And it was really looked good. It was something different and, you know, and unique. And so we're always trying to come up with ideas and come up with things for our customers. But giving them that special treatment, knowing that they want good quality, they know they can trust when they come pick it up, it's beating their expectations. That's what sets us apart.
Absolutely. And the great people that work for you as well, because over this past year, we've had interviews with a lot of your employees, some of your clients. And so we've gotten to know a lot of them on a personal level. Liddy, for those companies that want to find out more about your company, give us the website, any contact information and that you can share with us.
I'd love to. You can find us at www.speedpromarietta.com. There are, like I said, speedpromarietta.com. Be sure to put that in there. Our phone number is 770-693-1767, and you will get a live person on the phone no matter when you call.
Great. And we appreciate you dodging traffic to get over here today and joining us here on the program. It's great to see you, as always.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
All right. Liddy Brown, owner of Speed Pro Imaging of Marietta. Also want to thank our other guest, Phil Van Gelder with Atlanta Office Technologies, and Jamie Dukes with Drip Fusion for joining us on the program today here at the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios. Quick reminder that you can enjoy this program or any of our other Gwinnett Business Radio programs anytime, day or night, 24/7 by visiting GwinnettBusinessRadioX.com. You can also download any of these programs on iTunes. Be sure to follow us on Twitter. Go like us on Facebook as well. It's at Gwinnett Radio X. You can also watch these programs on our new YouTube channel, Business Radio X-Gwinnett Studio. Until next time, for the producers Trey and Z, Stephen, any final words?
As we end the year, Mike, I'm going to steal Phil's line. I'd like to say about you and working for Business Radio X, better is better.
Oh, you're going to make me all emotional now. I'm going to cry. Want to thank all our listeners as well, and we will see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.